This is the Lindell Report, bringing you news combined with hope by offering practical and achievable action points to assist you in defending and preserving faith and freedoms. And now, here is your host, Mike Lindell.
Hi, everybody. It's not Mike Lindell. It's Marilyn Todd from New Hampshire. Mike wanted me to give a huge update on New Hampshire today. We have a lot of exciting news to share with you guys. As most of you know, we have elections in a week to get rid of the machine. So without further ado, I want to bring on my co-host today, Brenda Town. She's an amazing patriot, and we've been working together for years in New Hampshire together. So come on, Brenda.
Hey, Marilyn.
Hi, Brenda.
Hey, everybody. Thank you, Mike Lindell, for letting us give an update on New Hampshire. We really appreciate it, and we hope that it inspires everyone to get out and vote next week.
Absolutely. So we have some huge news for New Hampshire, huh, Brenda?
We absolutely do. Tomorrow's a really big day for us.
We have we have a huge announcement to break tonight that we're just going to break on the air. Not even a lot of people from New Hampshire know about this, so we have a huge surprise for you. But first, we're going to get into those that aren't familiar with our effort. We want to show you a little video that Cause of America and Mike Lindell made for us, which we're so very happy and thankful for. So if we want to play that video. So we really love that video and we're super excited about it. And basically what we're doing is we got 24 towns to get warrant articles to put the question on their ballot if they want to get rid of the machines or not. So and then we decided to last night, right, Brenda? Me and Brenda were talking and we're like, it's so much work doing this campaign for 24 towns, and we had a month to do it, right, Brenda? So we had about a month to pull this off. We had, we were thinking, and I was like, well, why don't we just start the 200 towns now? And I was waiting for Brenda to be like, what are you talking about, you crazy person? But she was like, let's do it, Marilyn. And, so we're going to start getting signatures, the 25 signatures for all towns in New Hampshire. And we have 1 year to campaign to educate people on how bad these machines are, on how we can get them out. We just need to educate on how much more hand counting is actually more accurate than the machine count, and how much cheaper hand counting in New Hampshire is going to be than the machines. And so tonight, New Hampshire and America, because we're really going to need everybody's help with this effort to make New Hampshire 100% machine free by next March, is we're gonna start getting the signatures now, and we're gonna get there's 243 towns in New Hampshire, 100 of them already hand count, so we're gonna get the other 143 towns to get their machines out.
So we're really excited. And what we want to stress is that these towns that we're working on right now that are coming into election next week, these are so important. These are the towns that are the first dominoes to roll the entire state. And we've been affectionately calling this effort the shot heard round the world, kind of a throwback to New England when Paul Revere took his ride, right? And then we ended up with the big start of the Revolutionary War out here. We believe that if we can remove these machines in these first 24 towns, that it will be just a reverberating message for the rest of the country. And it will also, as Marilyn said, trigger the rest of the state of New Hampshire to move to hand count. So this next week is a huge deal for us. And it's the start in the entire state towards hand count and removing the machines.
And tomorrow we have a huge day. So everybody pay attention to New Hampshire and their social medias tomorrow. If you follow anybody from New Hampshire, we have Mike Lindell and Patrick Colbeck got us a got us LED trucks. So thank you, Patrick. Thank you, Mike. Thank you for the whole entire team at Frank's Beach. So basically LED trucks are going to be driving around New Hampshire, all these 22 towns. All throughout these small little towns, it's going to be huge for New Hampshire. I don't think I've ever seen an LED truck in New Hampshire. Have you, Brenda?
No, I haven't. And so excited that the trucks are coming to their town. They all want it to slow down so that they can run out and have their pictures taken with the truck in their town. So people are pumped. The people that want these machines removed think that this is a very exciting thing. And we're really grateful to be able to see it roll out tomorrow.
So for the next 6 days, New Hampshire, go. I'll post the schedule to the trucks tonight, and you know, you'll be able to see which towns the trucks will be in. But there's going to be for the next 6 days, there'll be trucks, and then on top of that, our flyers should be in people's mailboxes tomorrow too, because we mailed mailers to all 22 towns. So. We have a huge day, a huge eye-opening day. Hopefully we wake up a lot of New Hampshire people. And so I want to talk, we wanted to talk to you a little bit about the how the grassroots are really campaigning and how we're going about doing that. And, you know, there's a new app that Mike created. Mike and Patrick have been working very hard on it. And it's called the Courage app. And basically, it allows you to make phone calls and text messages and canvas door to door. So we've been using that. And our favorite feature is the text message app, because it's so simple and so easy. So what we learned while we were using this texting app is that they blocked our website. Our website is banned from T-Mobile and is banned from Verizon. So, and that's, those are from the top carriers. I mean, they even admitted it. Verizon admitted it to you today, Brenda, and T-Mobile. Actually, I didn't talk to you after T-Mobile called me back today, but they admitted too that I'm not going to be able to send any text messages with that website because it won't go through as well. So
what we found is we wanted to be able to send these text messages out and give people the link be able to go right to our website, which is removethemachinesnh.com. And not everybody, but some of us, our phones, I guess you'll call it metered or censored, so that we are unable to send any messages with the website embedded in it. So tech is censoring even the grassroots in a significant way. And I think we're over the target. That's how I want to interpret it, over the target. And so thank you for everybody who's been helping and participating. It's going to be a really great week for us next week.
So I guess this is a really good plug for Patriot Mobile. So we're working on getting Patriot Mobile phones. I guess they have their own server. They won't suppress. So if you don't want to be suppressed, if you're going to start campaigning and start using different apps and you want pure free speech on your phone, then I would definitely switch to Patriot Mobile, because I heard I'm switching. So I'm gonna go for it and just do the switch. And then we also, so I wanted to bring on our guest because he has helped us a lot with the campaigning and gave us a lot of education and has helped tremendously in so many different ways and, you know, gives a lot of advice. So I want to welcome our next guest, Johnny Burgess.
All right. Good evening.
Hi, Johnny.
Hey, Johnny.
How are you, Brenda? Marilyn, great to see you guys. Awesome. So excited to be here. We're part of something big.
Huge. And as you just heard about our newest announcement, we're just gonna do all 200 towns.
This is a story. Brenda, you couldn't have worded it better when you say we're right over the target. They know that. That's why it's it's a battle of good versus evil. I really believe that. And we're so close. I feel like right before the big game is about to burst, I am bursting with excitement. This is our hour, guys. We've been fighting. We've been praying. We've been door knocking. We've been pledging. This is it. This is our year to see this all come to pass. I mean, you guys are heroes of mine. I mean, everybody from grassroots on up to, I mean, Mike Lindell's a hero. He's given up everything. Marilyn, you gave up your entire career, put everything on hold to fight this fight. We all got to get in the game, guys. We can't just sit by and just hope things are going to turn around. You got to get busy. This is our opportunity, and we don't want to waste it. We don't want to look back and say we were there. This is absolutely it, guys. But, I mean, I'm going to go back to when I first saw the video that Mike put out, Absolute Proof. It just blew my mind what they could do, what they can accomplish cheating with the machines. I was blown away. I knew they cheated. I had no idea the scope that they could cheat like that. It just absolutely blew my mind. So that's why they're censoring, because they know that that's their final chance to try to ruin this thing. It's not going to work. We're gonna beat this. We're leading the nation. We're live free or die. We eat it. We breathe it. We sleep it. This is who we are. We can't let up for a second, though, guys. So we're celebrating those mailers going out. Spread the word. Seeing those LED trucks. This is exciting. I'm bursting with excitement, guys. Think about what we've accomplished. I mean, nationwide, that Lindell Offense Fund, I think there's 300,000 volunteers from coast to coast. And Marilyn, you really started it with the New Hampshire thing here and everything you guys have done from door to door. But everybody needs to get involved in this fight. Nobody can be on the sidelines for this. Don't just say a little prayer and hope it's going to happen. You got to get out there. You get out there with that canvas and with that app and the Courage app and go canvas, go door knock, make some phone calls. If you're like me and you're blessed with a business, but you work 100 hours a week, then support this thing, all the troops that are on the ground. And even if it's $5, just do something, guys. Give to this fund, give your time, give your effort, give your heart and soul. If you love this country as much as we do, and I know you do out there, just get in the fight. I don't know. Marilyn, your background as an accountant, I remember you talking about it, saying when things just don't compute, something smells wrong, there's no way that could happen, it's worth taking a look at. Back in my former days when I was running my insurance agency, I could put a rep in the front of Walmart for the day and set up a booth to sell Medicare supplements or healthcare plans during open enrollment season. And it was very predictable. I mean, they might get 8 sales in a slow day and 18 sales on a good day. 11, 12, 15, once in a while, there's 22, just because you put a lot of hours in. And if it's 6, grind it out. But if on one day, there was 218 people that bought insurance that day, and then the very next week, it was back to 8 and 18, there's no way in heck that could happen by accident, okay? But that's that 1 in a million that happened in Bedford on one of those machines. That's what happened. 1 in a million also happened in Nashua and all over the state. And when you went around and got all those ticker tapes and proved it, guys, this is our chance. They know this is good versus evil. We are right at their throat. We need to put our heel in and lean on it because numbers don't lie and our efforts are going to be rewarded. I got such a good feeling about this. But guys, just get in the fight. If you don't know how to get involved, just call us. We'll help you. We'll show you what you can do. Everybody can do something. Even if it's donating $5, whatever it is, get in the game. If God's blessing your business, you can give a lot more. Get behind this thing. Mike Lindell's helped New Hampshire so much, more than you could possibly imagine. And not just New Hampshire, but he's really, really supported our fight. And he believes in you, Marilyn, honestly, we're doing it. So I just never been this excited. I remember I got an email from Mike a month or so ago about when Taiwan voted and, just tens of millions of votes all hand counted in one day. That was exciting. And then January 31st, my wife and I were down in Argentina and talking to people in the bar down there. And Javier, the new president, got voted in because of hand counting. The tour guide on the bus was talking about 200% inflation that year. It was just out of control. And people got sick of it and did something about it. Well, we need to get sick of what's going on in this country. I know a lot of us are, but it's time to take action and do something about it. I mean, El Salvador, same thing. When you did hand counting, everything changed. Well, New Hampshire, it's our turn. It really, really is. I'm so excited about this, guys.
And you just came back from Argentina too, Johnny, and you shared a really good story the last time you were on I don't know if you want to go through that story real quick, because I thought that was really inspiring. What the, I think it was the cab driver said to you.
The cab driver, yeah. A minute ago, I was talking about the tour bus driver. She was talking about the inflation. But yeah, the cab driver, just talking about how divided things were and how, you know, how different it is, you know, across that city line and inside that liberal city, the powers that be. But because of hand counting, everything changed, and Javier is their hero. The cab driver was a big part of it, but just talking to people at the bar at night, it was just a different feel. It's a buzz. It's almost like being at a Trump rally or afterward, just talking to the people. It's just a buzz that was happening. Their world is different and getting better quick. I know when we fix these machines and get rid of them, the only reason they have them is because they want to cheat. When you get rid of these machines, we're going to save New Hampshire. We're going to save this republic. I really believe that. I really, really believe
I think
that.
I think my favorite part about the machine fight is that they can't come out and send out postcards against us saying machines are the best, because it's impossible to do, right? So someone says to me, well, why are you going to show them your hands? Like, why are you telling them that you have LED trucks? It's because what are they going to do? Get an LED truck that says machines are safe. And then what we would do, we would hack into it and show them that it's not normal. We really wouldn't do that, but but we could. but the whole point is that I love that they're not allowed to. Not that they're not allowed to, but like they can't do any hit pieces on our efforts, and we haven't had any every single time we've done this effort, and that's why I'm so excited for the next year. To be able to, because now the three of us have never ran a campaign before. We probably, I know Brenda wasn't really into politics too much. Like she has, I know that all her boys were in the military, and that made her get really a lot more involved. And Johnny, I don't really remember your background before the 2020 election, but I've known you guys for years, and I know that we haven't, We've never ran a campaign, but I know that we've learned a lot. And I think in the next year, I believe in my whole soul that we can make New Hampshire 100% machine free, as long as we all work together, we educate. And that means, like, America, this is your chance to use the Mike Lindell's app and call New Hampshire and tell them about these machines if you're educated on them. And, you know, we have a whole... Brenda, we have a whole
site.
No, the what you read from a prompt. We have a whole prompt for you to read from. Sorry, a script. Sorry, right. I get nervous. So we have a whole script for you guys to read from, and you guys, and it's so easy to do even if you're not trained and you just want to read from the scripts. But this is our chance to be able to educate New Hampshire and get these machines out of New Hampshire 100%. And this goes with Mike's plan, the Lindell plan, and for every county to go machine free. And I definitely think that's doable. And I think that, and from what I heard other states can do what New Hampshire did and go from county to county and get the machines out that way. And even if, and so that's why the first 24 is going to be a trial run. And I don't want anybody to get discouraged. These towns are very promising. We're going to, I think we're going to kick some butt on the 12th and the 16th. Those are the two dates for the elections that are coming up. But I also, but I also want people to understand that it usually takes three times minimum for warrant articles to be approved when they're on the ballot. And, you know, because when we did this last year, people really left discouraged. I left encouraged, because 40% of people wanting to get rid of their machines really motivated me. And I was like, what else can I do to wake up that other 10%? What else can I do? So I want people to see that, like, don't give up and keep trying. And the third time is going to be the charm. And that's when New Hampshire is going to be completely machine free. And we're going to keep going and going. And we're just going to keep learning. Let's see what we're going to try to do some exit polling this time. And we're going to see why people chose what they chose. We're going to see if the postcards work, the LED trucks. We're going to pull out all the stops within the next year. We're working hard for the next week. I don't think any of us have been to bed before probably 1 a.m. probably. And we're up first thing in the morning. We eat, breathe, and sleep elections. So please help us. Please get involved. Please get involved in your own town. We're lucky enough to have a Dan Richard. And basically, that's a New Hampshire constitutional scholar. And basically, what he does is he makes sure he keeps our legislators in check, or tries to anyways, as much as he can. So really find yourself a Brenda Town, find yourself a Johnny, find yourself a, you know, someone like Dan. It's really easy to just find in your state like-minded people and just, you know, work together and bring all your talents together for one pool. And we've been really, I'm really proud of us. I'm really proud of New Hampshire. I mean, New Hampshire has been doing so good. You know, Rossanne, who's been our admin, Felissa, Donna, Brenda, Melody, Michael. And, you know, there's just so many. I can't even name them all. I'm sorry if I left you out. I was just trying to name the people that I spoke to in the last hour. So, no, but honestly, like we're so, I'm so genuinely proud of New Hampshire, and I'm so genuinely proud of America, because this hasn't just been a New Hampshire effort. We've had help from everybody outside of New Hampshire as well. Cause of America, you know, people, grassroots from just other states. Audit the Vote PA always has our back. You know, we've just, so many people have reached out to us and genuinely just wanted to help us, whether that be make phone calls, text messages. This is really a united front American effort, and I'm really proud to be a part of it.
Yeah, I would say, I'm going to chime in. Go ahead, Brenda, go ahead.
I was just going to build off of what you said and what Marilyn said. So a ton of people that have done a lot of work today. And we're trying to overcome some objections on these voting machines. And one of the big objections that we get comes from the town administrators themselves. It's the moderators and the selectmen. They are really concerned that if systems in their towns, that they are going to get no volunteers. And I know that that's not true. And so we are running a JOT form to collect signatures. We would like to have 1,000 signatures by the time these town elections happen, because everybody can show up in hours to count votes if we move to hand count. And that is going to remove the biggest single objection that stands in of removing these machines. If there is a flood of people that are ready to stand up and get involved, then there's nothing stopping us. So sign up and get involved, and it's going to make a huge difference.
It is, it is. And we're witnessing the Great Awakening. I've heard Mike talk on Flashpoint before and saying God had to allow this to happen. Because if we had just, we know that they cheated in 2016, Trump won anyways. We know how grossly they cheated in 2020. But if we had just barely eked out that win, we would have all gone to sleep and nobody would be waking up right now. We would have said yes for 4 more years, and they would have been so much better at it by this year. We'd never have another election again, free and fair in this country. God had to literally allow it to get this bad, and that awakening is happening. But if you're new to this, you're just starting to get awake because you're seeing how bad it is, it's not too late. Marilyn, one of the things that encouraged me when you first witnessed the corruption in Pelham, New Hampshire, which kind of started this, you had mentioned something like you had voted for the national election every 4 years, and that's about all you did. You weren't very involved in it. You're raising a family, you're an accountant, but you got mad enough to get involved, okay? If you're just new to this game, you're not too late. If you don't know anything about this, it's not too late. Everybody can do something. You can't say it's too late. I don't know how this works. Everybody here can do a 2020 challenge. Do $20 to the cause. These flyers are not free. The LED trucks aren't free. Give $20 to the cause and just go to the app and make 20 phone calls. If we all did that, guys, we're going to turn this state inside out. So there's your 2020 challenge.
I love that, Johnny. I love that. And, you know, I also just want to, you know, piggyback off of, you know, basically what you said is I'm so glad that I was awoken in 2021 or 2020. You know, it wasn't till, you know, the Georgia actually is the one who awoken me. So, but anyways, you know, I like, look at what they're doing to Salem, New Hampshire. In Salem, New Hampshire, you're not allowed to have an Airbnb. Like when I watch, like, have you guys ever seen Turn Washington Spies? If you guys haven't seen it, I really suggest everybody watch it. It's a TV series, but it's kind of like a documentary about the American Revolution and stuff like that. And so while I was watching that, and it's like life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, I was like, then the reason why Salem stopped Airbnbs, and I'm gonna tell you why I'm bringing this up in a minute, but the reason why Salem stopped Airbnbs is because the Tuscan Village went in, and it was a huge corporate hotel, and so they wanted people to stay there. So that's not what America is supposed to be about. We're not supposed to have corporations overtake our properties, our property rights, right? Because if a corporation went into the town of Salem, that means no one could do Airbnbs. And they're trying to actually do that for Wyndham too. But that's the stuff. And I didn't realize that, you know, and as naive as this may sound, I didn't realize that was my local officials making those decisions. It was Salem, it was the town of Salem that decided to ban Airbnbs for all of their people. And although they're all irate about it, there's nothing they can do because these are the people that they elected or selected into, you know, and that's why I'm really happy that I was awoken, and I didn't know what a state rep was before 2020. I had no clue. I would just watch the news and wait for updates about the PPP loans or about any programs that the federal government was going to give. Because as an accountant, my job was just to basically know the law, not, you know, study who's approving things and who's not. So I'm really happy that I got involved. Like you said, Johnny, I never voted in a small town election before 2020, and now I will never miss one. So that's for sure.
All said.
And then we're going to go into a commercial break.
All right.
Hi, I'm Jonathan Rose, CEO of Genesis Gold Group. Can your retirement savings like an IRA or 401k stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is at our very doorsteps? By allocating a percentage of your IRA into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from turbulent markets and economic downturns by putting your IRA back on the gold standard. With a multi-trillion dollar trade deficit and geopolitical instability, experts say now is the time to make the switch. Protect your retirement today with one simple phone call and receive your free gold and silver guide.
Call Genesis Gold Group today at 1-800-200-GOLD and find out how you can add precious metals to your IRA. That's 1-800-200-GOLD or 1-800-200-4653. Or visit genesisgoldgroup.com. Genesis Gold Group, empowering faith-driven stewardship.
There's a concerted effort to intimidate and censor conservative thinkers. The very freedoms secured by our Constitution are being threatened by the most liberal progressives America has ever seen. They're trying to indoctrinate and corrupt our children in schools. They've defied the authority of the Supreme Court. They've weakened our economy with lockdowns and mandates. They've failed to keep our borders secure. They've weakened America's position on the global stage. It seems like everything they do is to the detriment of our great nation. But there are plenty of patriots with the courage to stand up to the left, and there's an easy way for you to stand with them. Join AMAC. AMAC is the conservative membership organization that's helping to make America great again. AMAC is a voice for conservatives that cannot be ignored. Stand with over 2 million America-loving patriots by joining AMAC today.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I'm excited to announce my new product, My Coffee. I get products all the time from entrepreneurs for my new platform, MyStore.com. And when I tried My Coffee for the first time, I was blown away. It is the best coffee I've ever had in my life. I spent the last 4 months doing my due diligence, and this family-owned business micromanages every step from the fields to the cup to ensure the best quality coffee you're ever gonna have. It starts with the beans that are grown in Honduras. Honduras's volcanic soil and humid climate make the perfect growing conditions for coffee plants, which produce the best beans ever. Then each batch is tested for its aroma, taste, and other aspects to meet the highest standards in the coffee industry. And after that, it goes into production, which is all done right here in the USA. It's like you're getting that small batch specialty coffee, but delivered right to your front door. So go to mystore.com or call the number on your screen. Use the promo code and you'll get your very own My Coffee for 25% off. You guys all know that I've traveled the country for the past year and a half. I've stayed in hundreds of hotels. I've tried every coffee out there. Well, some of the coffees have that terrible aftertaste, some that leave me jittery, or I get an upset stomach. Well, My Coffee is different. It's the richest, smoothest, best coffee I've ever had. My Coffee comes in a variety of flavors. You get them ground or whole bean, plus it's certified organic and non-GMO. I guarantee it'll be the best coffee you've ever had. So go to mystore.com or call the number on your screen. Use your promo code and you'll get My Coffee for 25% off. And I'm going to give you deep discounts on all My Store products. That's mystore.com. It's my new platform for USA entrepreneurs. Please order now.
All right, we're back.
All right.
So now, I think for the second part of the show, we really want to talk about what people can do to help us and where to go from here. So the most important thing that anybody can do to help New Hampshire is to get people to go vote in their town election in these 24 towns. So if you can please go to removethemachinesnh.com. And you know anybody that lives in those towns, have them show up to their town meeting and have them vote to get rid of these machines. And then the next thing you can do is help us make phone calls on the Courage app. If you guys could help us make phone calls and, you know, educate these people, the New Hampshire citizens on why we need to get rid of these machines, because it's so important for the next generation. And that's where we all go as a community in New Hampshire is we decided to make it what it is about and the next generation. And that's who we're the most scared for. And that's why I joined this fight. And I know that's why a lot of other people have joined this fight is just for that, the next generation. And what I tell people who are like, oh, prove that they've been hacked, even though we have proved that they've been hacked plenty of times. However, what I say is, why would we ever use hackable machines in the freest country in the world? What is the point of risking America? I would never risk her. If you guys are, and that's how I explain it to people, like, would you risk something as special as America? There's no other America, nor will there be. It's not like we can do what the pilgrims did and go to another country. This is our country, and we have to defend her and do whatever it takes to save her, because basically what's going on right now is these machines and the stuffing of the inflation of the voting rolls are literally manipulating our entire elections on everybody who we pick. We can find it even at the smallest levels, right, Brenda? Even at the smallest offices, these races are being manipulated. And we can prove it in New Hampshire. We have a video that we sent out on all our mailers, which was Absolute Proof New Hampshire. It's not to be confused with Mike's original Absolute Proof. He made New Hampshire a very special one. It's full of 100% statistics. It's been like a little over 2 years and no one's ever been able to dispute any part of that. And I've been waiting for someone to dispute or or say something to me about it, and no one will ever come back to me. So I really encourage everybody to watch Absolute Proof New Hampshire that Mike made for us. So thank you, Mike Lindell, again, for everything you do for us and everything you're doing. And I have to give a really big shout out to Patrick Kolbeck too. And you know, I'm so thankful for all his help, and Sharona, and just the whole, you know, Sean, and all the Cause of America team. We really appreciate you guys more than you guys will ever know. True patriots and true people that just want to help any state that they possibly can. And I think it's beautiful. And Brenda, I don't know if you want to.
Yeah, so first of all, I believe that we have this huge opportunity right now. People are waking up, but in order to help everybody, our pursuit of waking people up, we a lot of simple information on our removethemage.com. So if you go out there, you're going to find all backup information that'll help you get a better understanding. But also, we've got pictures of broken chain of custody to mod it, open images of inside our machine with. Active communication ports still in on the motherboards. We have the machine performance. It just goes on and on, enough that if you were exposed to it, that you would feel confident. And on that site, we do have the Absolute Truth New Hampshire video, which Marilyn walks everyone through the results of the 2020 election in New Hampshire. And I shows them the trends of the machines, as well as what happened in the famous Wyndham audit in that audit. And so these things are really helpful to build your own confidence, but also to help wake folks up and to let them know that this is an evidence-based approach that we've taken in order that we really do need to remove the machines. At the end of the day, as Marilyn said, getting the people out to vote next week is super important. And so if you are local to New Hampshire, we'd love to have you knock doors with us. One of our favorite and most effective things to do, because New Hampshire is a series of small communities, is to hang out at the dump and hand out cards. That's where business is made in New Hampshire. People come in and they drop off their recycling, and they bring their kids, and it is a fun, actually, place to be. And that's where a lot of conversation takes place. So if you can go to one of our towns, and you keep hearing us 22 and 24, there are 22 towns that are voting and two laggards that are coming up a little bit late in early May and late April, I believe, because they allowed a delay in their town vote for a snowbird. So just so you can understand where those numbers are coming from, but 22 are going in for a vote. So those are the ways you can help us. And I do love Johnny's idea, 2020. Give $20 towards the cause and make 20 phone calls or knock on 20 doors or hand out 20 cards at the town post office. We'd love to see you be part of the process and help. Everyone can do something. And it's going to make a difference when all of us unite. And one of the other things I'd like to point out is one of the most amazing election people that I know has been working on this problem for like a decade and a half. We tried to get her to join us tonight, but unfortunately we weren't able to get her to be part of our team here. But the fight for election integrity in New Hampshire has been probably 20 years total. And it's a group of gals called Black Box Video and Bev Harris and her team. And they really were amazing and groundbreaking in a lot of things that they did. And easy enough, I feel like Marilyn and I and the people that we're working with have to pick up the ball from some of the work that they've done and try to push it over the edge. And you can help too. So chance to check out any of the Black Box videos. You'll see issues going on in New Hampshire have been going on for decades, in that it doesn't matter what your political persuasion is, whether you're Democrat, Independent, or Republican, election integrity is the centerpiece of all of our freedom. And if our elections are manipulated or stolen, freedom is just an illusion. somebody else's on who our leadership is going to be, where our tax dollars are going, and you know what of the land is. And we deserve, as the taxpayers in this country, as the people who are citizens here, to be able to choose our destiny and not have that stolen from us through the election process. And so these machines have got to go. So that's my right, Marilyn.
I love your passion, Brenda. That's well said. Listen, I have breaking news I wanted to share with you guys. The San Francisco 49ers just received 3 mail-in touchdowns. So now they're the world champions.
Wow.
Guys, that's how ridiculous the vote was 3 years ago, okay? That's how bad they cheated. That would be ridiculous, right? But that's how bad, that's what happened in this country. We can't let that gross, that we just can't have that flagrant cheating happen again, but it won't happen by itself. We have to get involved. That's what we have to do, guys. So the 2020 challenge is on, and I'll challenge you guys, the rest of you out there that are business owners and can afford to support this cause, get behind it in a big way. Let's move mountains. Let's make this thing happen, guys. Almost like a pregame warm-up, though, I suggest everybody watches Absolute Proof again and just get real mad about this cause, and especially Absolute Proof New Hampshire. But guys, remind yourself how awful this was 3 years ago. I mean, Trump was winning all day. It wasn't even close. And then we went to bed, and 3 in the morning, 5 the next morning, 8 days later, they had to do whatever they could do to cheat, guys. We can never let that happen again. Taiwan counted their votes hours after the polls closed. We can do it too if we do it, you know, free and fair elections. Guys, if in a football game or any in life, if the other guy beats you, honestly, tip your hat and say, I'll see you in 4 years. That I can live with, but I can never live with a gross cheating like that. Yeah, I don't care what your political persuasion is, free and fair elections, or else we don't have a country. Okay, we really don't. And we're the last nation standing, guys. God has a purpose for this country, but if America goes down, we're the last hope of the world. So it falls on you. Don't look back a month from now and say, I wish I did this. Get involved this week, guys. This is game time. Let's get busy with it.
And there's 2 things that I want to add on top of what you guys just said is that, you know, the first thing is I love how united New Hampshire really is on that front with Democrats and Republicans, because we do have a lot of Democrats that fight for election integrity with us every single day. And they have been for, you know, Debbie, I think about 10 years, I want to say, for Debbie. And then Bev Harris from Black Box Voting for 20 years. So, you know, we have a treasure trove of evidence for 20 years, same processes, same people, same everything. And the second thing I want to say is another beautiful thing about, I think, being able to send mailers and LED trucks and campaigning to remove the machines is, I just want to wake up the people, because I don't think it's the legislators that are going to save us. And I don't think it's going to be anybody in Congress or anybody with power that's going to save us. It's going to be we, the people. And I think my favorite part about this is just waking up one lion at a time. You know, I know that those mailers are going to drop tomorrow. They're going to be in people's mailboxes. And I just can't wait for them to see our evidence and for them to have that awakening that we all went through in 2020. And I'm really excited about all that. And I'm glad. And that's what went through my brain yesterday, Brenda, while I was on the phone with you is, you know, are we crazy for doing this for another year? We are crazy. We are insane. We love punishment. That's for sure. But the fact that we're going to be able to wake up so many people within a year, and, you know, and also, you know, having New Hampshire being held accountable at the same time, because people are really going to start getting involved. And, you know, and when we do something, we make sure we do it correctly, and we make sure New Hampshire is notified. So I know that they're not going to be too happy about this effort, but get rid of the machines, New Hampshire, and you'll and have honest and fair elections, and you'll never hear from me again. I'll go back to my corner. But until then, unfortunately, I promised, you know, Dick Tracy, the chief investigator, who said just because it's unethical doesn't mean it's criminal violation. I said, until New Hampshire has free and fair elections, you will always see my face, is what I told him. So I'm going to keep that promise to Mr. Tracy. And if you're watching, hi. but you know, I just wanted to say that I am really proud of New Hampshire and how uniting it is, and how people are coming together. And I just hope that we really show up to the polls and we really encourage each other and call each other and make those phone calls and go knock on doors. You know, it's what, 60 degrees in New Hampshire, Johnny? How warm is it up there?
In the 40s.
I was told that it's been in the 60s for the last few days. I had a contractor who told me he was outside with a short sleeve shirt on yesterday. Was that not true?
I'm a 2 hours north of Hamilton.
Yeah, you live up north. You don't count. You live in North. I just remembered that. But anyways, you know, it's been really warm. And most of these towns are in the southern. So no excuses like Johnny had. No, I'm just kidding. No, but no excuses, because all these towns are in the southern. So go knock on some of your neighbors' doors that are in these towns and get them to show up and get them to vote. It's so important, guys. It's so important for our country, because, you know, what Patrick really motivated me and you, Brenda, the other day when he said, remember when he got on our meeting and the first thing he said was, could you imagine what's going to happen when 24 towns decide to get rid of their voting machines in New Hampshire? Could you imagine what's going to happen? And that was just so encouraging, and it was just so beautiful and to hear. And, you know, people are really believing in us, and people are really supporting us. So New Hampshire, do your part too. You guys have been doing your part. I'm not saying you haven't. Please don't take it that way. I love working with all you guys, and you guys are some of the hardest working people. I love our team in New Hampshire. And, we got to win this. We have to win this. We will win this. We can do this. And for those of you that have always been asking, what about my town? What about my town? Well, now is your time. This is your time. Go get your 25 signatures. Turn them in tomorrow if you want. Start sending. Brenda, what's our new email? Oh, our email got shut down too, so we have a new email.
We were over the target because Google shut us down as well. They can send email to action4nh@proton.me. That email is our new email, so they can send us email there if you want to volunteer. If you want to get 25 signatures and send them our way, we can get you hooked up with the paperwork and the jot form so that you can get rocking and rolling. But you can also take and wait 1 week while we get through these elections, and then we'll start blitzing with you. And we'll put all the organization together and get you guys trained and rolling forward so that we'll be ready in time for the next round of town warrant articles.
Why don't you read that email one more time, Brenda?
It's action, the number 4, NH, at proton, proton.me. And you can get hold of us there. Love to hear from you. But I just wanted to say, work on this like your life depends on it. That's how I feel about it. I have 10 grandkids, and I feel like if we do not fix this, the country that they will have will not be the same country that I had as a child. And I couldn't bear to think that I left them in that situation. And I hope that that inspires you when you look at your kids and your neighbor's kids, and just recognize that what we do today has a ripple effect for the future. And I'm confident and convinced that we have this, we can do this.
Remember how important this is, guys. Remember, Professor Halderman in federal court proved in front of everybody that you can hack these machines with just a Bic pen. And he proved it in the court. That's why this is so vulnerable, guys, because they can cheat every way, which way, by sideways. We need to get rid of these machines. This is our hour. Let's fight this fight, guys.
Yeah, and that's the best part about it, is that these towns couldn't be more promising. They're very, it seems like they have very motivated people, you know, and I'm excited for the next year. I really am. I'm excited for the next week. And, you know, we've been, you know, I've seen the blood, sweat and tears of all of our volunteers, every single one of them, too many to name, cause I don't want to leave anybody out, but I've seen them stay up all night and this is what we're risking. We're very lucky, to have a team that we have. And I just, you know, I've seen the blood, sweat and tears, and I've seen you guys work so hard, and I just appreciate, you know, everybody has contributed to New Hampshire, because it hasn't just been New Hampshire contributing. It's been a lot more than just New Hampshire. So I'm really excited for the LED trucks. New Hampshire, make sure you go tag pitchers with these LED trucks. Tomorrow they will be in Fitzwilliam. They will be in Brookline. They will be in
Camden,
Lincoln, and Woodstock. So Fitzwilliam, Walpole, Brookline, Campton, Lincoln, and Woodstock. So if you're in those towns, those are the six towns that the trucks will be in every day for the next 6 days. The trucks will be in six different towns. So go find the truck and take a picture with it and make sure you tag us. Make sure you send us the pictures. I'm so excited. Like I said, I've never seen an LED truck in New Hampshire ever for anything. So this is going to be the new way to how to campaign. I'm so excited about this. I was actually thinking about taking a plane ticket up there just to go take a selfie with the LED truck. So if maybe Bob could edit me in. He's our graphic designer. So maybe he could edit me in a picture or something. But no, we're really excited about them. And Johnny, make sure you go find an LED truck tomorrow. I think you're over by Lincoln, right? Aren't you over by Lincoln?
I'm on the other end. I think I'm going in the next round when they're around the Ossipee Lakes region.
Oh, Ossipee. Yeah, yeah. So, all right, everybody. Well, we're going to go to another commercial break, and then we'll be back to say our goodbyes.
Looks like you've been sleeping well.
Megan, he's back. The MyPillow guy.
And you're looking good.
Still feeling good.
Well, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, we've got the best pillow ever. MyPillow 2.0.
Wow, it's so soft and smooth.
It's cool to the touch. How did you do that?
Well, we took MyPillow's patented fill and combined it with this new technology that we didn't have back then when I invented MyPillow, to bring you the best pillow in history, MyPillow 2.0. Just like all of you, I never imagined that MyPillow could get any better. That's why I haven't changed it in nearly 20 years. Then I heard about a revolutionary new technology, and I knew I had to bring it to y'all. MyPillow 2.0 is truly the next generation of MyPillow.
The MyPillow 2.0 is cooler and softer than the last MyPillow. It is so comfortable to sleep on at night. I look forward to going to bed, and I wake up well rested in the morning.
Sleep is all about temperature and height. MyPillow 2.0's patented adjustable fill is going to give you the exact individual support you need from your head to your bed. And now here's where it gets even better. We've all experienced those temperature-related sleep interruptions where you get too hot, you toss and turn, you flip your pillow over to the cool side. Well, all that's gone with my brand new MyPillow 2.0 cooling fabric that's made with temperature-regulating thread.
The best sleep just got even better. Whether you have a MyPillow or not, you need to get the brand new MyPillow 2.0. Call or go to MyPillow.com now. Use your promo code, and for a limited time, when you buy one, you'll get a second one absolutely free.
You're sleeping even better.
And cooler, too.
And you're looking good.
Feeling good.
I knew you would.
Visit MyPillow.com.
All right, so I just wanted to do a little call to action out here one more time. So not only help New Hampshire get people out to vote, but also switch to Patriot Mobile, because if you want to have real free speech, what we learned is you need to start with Proton Mail. You need to start with Patriot Mobile. Me and Brenda decided we're switching. T-Mobile and Verizon both blocked removethemachinesnewhampshire.com. You're not even allowed to send a text message with it, especially on the Courage app. So please boycott them, those two, and or yell at them and tell them to stop and switch over to Patriot Mobile. And I want to thank you, Johnny, for coming on today, and thank you for always helping helping the team in New Hampshire, and thank you for always being such a big, huge supporter of ours, and we appreciate you so much. And Brenda, thank you for being my co-host. You're the best partner in the whole entire world, and I appreciate you over these last almost 3 years, and you've become very, very special to me. And New Hampshire is very lucky to have you guys, and thank you for coming on the show with me. You guys know I get really nervous about interviews, never mind being the host of one. So thank you, Mike Lindell, for giving New Hampshire a voice, as always. Thank you for having your team go over and above for us. Thank you to Annie and Michael. I can't forget those two. They helped me huge with the LED trucks. Part of Mike's team helped me be able to sizes the images we're supposed to be in. So Annie and Michael, huge shout out. And Mike Lindell, we love you and we appreciate you. And I just cannot thank you enough for everything you're doing for New Hampshire. And if you don't hear this, know that I'll be texting it to you later, that you are an amazing man. And America is very lucky to have you. And with that, I'm going to let Johnny run closing statements.
So everybody go to Gibson, go / shot heard around the world, then go buy some My Coffee. That's what I'm about to do after the show. My cup's empty. Support Mike. He's been the champion for New Hampshire, and as you have, Maryland. So call to action 2020 challenge, everybody. Let's do this thing.
And my call to action is pray for New Hampshire, pray for our country, and pray for Mike Lindell. So thank you, everybody.
And to America, we love you. Please help New Hampshire. We have a year to get this done. Well, we have a week to get the first 24 towns, which we're going to get. And then we have a year to get all of New Hampshire. So come work with us. Come help us. If you have media, we have a barrage of patriots that would love to interview with you. We're not the face of this movement. This is a we thing. There's so many of us, and we love, and hopefully we can just all work together and get these machines out. And with that, there's the end of the Lindell Report. I'm sorry, I'm getting a little bit nervous. I have no clue why all of a sudden towards the end of the show, but we're gonna wrap up the Lindell Report. Thank you, everybody, and bye, America. We love you.
Thank you.
Bye, Mike. We love you too.
Good night.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I'm excited to announce my new product, My Coffee. I get products all the time from entrepreneurs for my new platform, mystore.com. And when I tried My Coffee for the first time, I was blown away. It is the best coffee I've ever had in my life. I spent the last 4 months doing my due diligence, and this family-owned business micromanages every step from the fields to the cup to ensure the best quality coffee you're ever gonna have. It starts with the beans that are grown in Honduras. Honduras's volcanic soil and humid climate make the perfect growing conditions for coffee plants, which produce the best beans ever. Then each batch is tested for its aroma, taste, and other aspects to meet the highest standards in the coffee industry. And after that, it goes into production, which is all done right here in the USA. It's like you're getting that small batch specialty coffee, but delivered right to your front door. So go to mystore.com or call the number on your screen. Use the promo code and you'll get your very own My Coffee for 25% off. You guys all know that I've traveled the country for the past year and a half. I've stayed in hundreds of hotels. I've tried every coffee out there. Well, some of the coffees have that terrible aftertaste, some that leave me jittery, or I get an upset stomach. Well, My Coffee is different. It's the richest, smoothest, best coffee I've ever had. My coffee comes in a variety of flavors. You get them ground or whole bean, plus it's certified organic and non-GMO. I guarantee it'll be the best coffee you've ever had. So go to mystore.com or call the number on your screen. Use your promo code and you'll get my coffee for 25% off. And I'm going to give you deep discounts on all my store products. That's mystore.com. It's my new platform for USA entrepreneurs. Please order now.